Hey, thank you so much, Dan. It is the South Shore's Morning News on 95.9 WATD. Hello, it is Beth Foster. We got intern Jack. We got Dan McCready in the newsroom. And it is 8:10 on a Tuesday. It is time for Tech Talk with David Snell of AxSmart IT in Wareham. Well, Gemini season, astrology-wise, just wrapped up. But David Snell is telling me Gemini season remains through Google. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Beth. Gemini users, you probably got a recent email from Google to say pretty much, we're looking at your text, like it or not. Mm. So it's interesting that they're going back to revealing what your text is for a period of time so that they can better serve you as an Android user.
Okay, why do people's personal messages matter for the functionality? What's the connection there? Is there a connection, or is that just a little bit of a lie?
Well, they're saying that it's going to help build their AI app, of course, because they're going to have lots of information on the users. But I'm thinking that it's probably just like everyone else who's getting personal information. They're using it for marketing, trying to define what their user base looks like so they know how to or who to sell their database information to.
Mm. Okay, and then this only affects Android phone users, right? Because Androids are essentially connected with Google, correct?
Sure, that's correct. Not to say that it's not going to happen with iPhone somewhere else. We don't normally talk about Android until things like this pop up. And you don't really know if people even read the emails they get from Google.
Mm-hmm.
So folks may not know about this. So it's time to bring it to light.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. And then we can assume that when one tech giant does something, the other tech giants are just going to follow suit. And I think Siri, definitely our Apple Siri, she's going to want to read our messages, too. This comes down to, you know, just getting us to buy things. It wants to know our ins and outs of our daily life. Texting your husband, we need more dog food. Then a pop-up comes, hey, you want to order that dog food? Just ask Gemini AI to do so. Is there anything else, really, you think beyond marketing Gemini AI wants to do?
I don't think there's anything too nefarious about it. I think they're just trying to find ways to monetize their application because they don't charge you for Gemini AI.
Mm.
So they're trying to find ways that they can actually make money on all the investment and the R&D they put into these AI applications. So, and you're right, I'm sure the Siri is going to be doing the same thing, Alexa and all of that at some time in the future, because once one big industry guy gets away with something, everyone else jumps on the bandwagon until we get really upset with it and go back and make them stop or make them change the way they're doing things.
That's when those class action lawsuits come through. Oh, I still got to sign up for my Siri class action lawsuit. The deadline is looming, and I remember that was a previous tech talk you did. Okay, so let's talk about if an Android user listener, a friend of the show is listening right now, and they're like, hey, I don't like this. I don't want this to happen. What is your suggestion for them?
Yes, even if you opted out in the past, you are no longer opted out today because it starts on next Monday, July 7th. So if you're not comfortable with this level of access, you can manage Gemini permissions by visiting gemini.googlecon.com/apps. And you can go back in and change things again. That's not to say that they won't undo your changes again in the future as they make, let's call them, improvements to this application.
Okay. And I'm reading in your blog, which is up at xsmartit.com. It says, and when Gemini apps activity is on, your interactions with the AI can be stored for up to 72 hours and may even be reviewed by humans. And so what kind of humans?
Eyes.
Okay.
Right.
What humans are on the other side? Like Google workers?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're the ones that will be taking this information and developing marketing plans from it.
Oh, I get you. It's all connected at the end of the day. And so why does this matter in the end, David?
It's all about privacy, Beth. We talk about this all the time. Enough of our information is out there now. Why give them more, let's call it ammunition, to use against us for marketing and spam and all of the other things that we have to put up with.
Right, because I'm getting a little burnt out on, you know, I'm going to be frank, consumerism. Sometimes I don't want a billboard to follow me per se. I want to have agency in my consumer habits and decisions. And I feel as if, you know, AI is tracking my every move and kind of putting up a pop-up even when I round a corner on the street.
Exactly right. So I agree with you. I want to order my dog food on my terms, not when they remind me that I might need it.
Yeah, definitely. So final thoughts about Gemini and AI. I really want to know when your opinion, you know, because you're so smart and he's our Mr. Tech guy, David Snell of AxSmart IT in Wareham. How far is there an end in sight for AI? What are like, are we just barreling towards a cliff of AI and we're going to land in AI land? Like, what do you see? What do you envision?
Well, I see that we're in AI land now. I do not see there's any immediate end to this. What I do see is that it's going to become more intrusive. And because of that, it's going to become more intelligent and be able to do a whole lot more. I'm nervous about some things that may happen in the future. I'm hoping that they don't. We'll just have to go along and see what happens. We really need controls. We really need our government, and I hate to say this, to put some controls on these big corporations because they don't even know what these AI agents are going to be doing.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, I think there should be restrictions on the emergence of AI. And just a reminder, we're talking with David Snell of AxSmart IT about Gemini, Google Gemini AI. If you want to manage Gemini's permissions, this really mostly affects Android phone users, but we know it's going to affect all of us at the end of the day eventually. You can visit gemini.google.com/apps and just take a little looky look and review what's actually going on your device, right?
Exactly. Turn off some of the access that you don't want Google and Gemini to have.
All right. Well, that is AxSmart IT. This is our Tech Talk with David Snell, AxSmart IT in Wareham. You can read his full blog post, axsmartit.com. David, I'm wishing you a wonderful holiday. Be safe.
Thank you. You too, Beth.
Hey,
bye-bye.
David, how's the garden going, too? Is it full?
Oh, you'll see pictures soon. It's going very well.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. AxSmart IT in Wareham. That is David Snell.